Yo! What's up, my guys? My gals, welcome back. Welcome back. Everybody going here, gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 702. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, and make sure everybody can reach out to the public, you know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. So go on and join up now and sign up today. Day one. What's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go and get to it how we do. First off, though, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror. Get right with you, and then come on outside and try to be somebody's friend or fucking employee or something like that. You just want to make sure that you can spread some positive vibes around here, man, and combat all this negativity out here. Straight like that. And, I mean, hell, let's go on and get to it. Let's go on and get into today, man. How are things? How are motherfucking things? Things and stuff are fine, I guess. The things and stuff are fine. I will be smoking this peanut butter breath today. And, I mean, hell, we just gonna keep this shit rocking, bro. Keep this shit rolling. How's we do's and stuff. And, I mean, hell, it'll all work out. It'll all work out, man. It'll work itself out and shit, bro. But, before that, man, I gotta tell y'all asses, I've been playing that motherfucking Plague Tale Requiem, bro. This shit was worth the wait, I'm telling you. Worth the motherfucking wait, dog. And if y'all don't think so, I mean, the hell with you. Motherfucking the hell with you. But, I mean, man, bro, like, it just feels like the first one was good for, you know, that time. It's still the same story and stuff. Like, I mean, if you want to say it's a little bit shorter than the first game, I mean, nigga, you played it too fucking fast. If you feel like that shit too short, you played it way too damn fast, and your ass need to slow down some. Slow down. What I'm going to need you to do is back up, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth and play the fucking game until it's full extent. Nigga, I'm looking around on everything. I'm comparing, I'm contrasting, I'm getting these achievements left and fucking right, bro. Like, we fucking killing shit, dog. And it just feels like there is no, at this time, there is no, like, downside to it, bro. Like, they snap with this shit, bro. This game is fucking awesome, dog. It looks good. Now, the rats. Now, about the rats. I mean, you know, they there. They gonna do their thing and shit. But it's like, nigga, that ain't all it's about and shit, bro. Like, you gotta think about how far along this brother and sister has fucking come, bro. Like, just look at the boy. You know what I'm saying? It's like when God of War comes back out. If boy's not in it, then, you know, I don't know if people going to, you know, have the same respect for it as they would have. That shit good, though. Look, that shit's good, though. To me, though, that shit is good. I like it. Motherfuckers, you know, they'll get their little attitudes about certain stuff. But, I mean, other than that, shit's fire, bro. Shit is fucking fire. If you haven't played it, play it, shit, watch somebody play that shit, nigga, like, it looks good, tells a decent-ass story and shit, bro, and, you know, I'm fucking with it. Look, I'm fucking with it. Man, sipping a little bit of that Little Lakes, man, it's pretty good, it's decent and shit. 2017 was a decent year, I would assume. It was before all this other shit, like 2 years before COVID and, you know, just a decent point in time, you know what I'm saying? We had a blessing that year and shit, bro, too. I mean, fuck. Yeah. Look, yeah. It's just decent, man. What else is motherfucking news? I heard that Creed 3 is coming out. If there's any truth to that? Is anybody going to go watch it? Is anybody going to go see it? Like, I kind of get what they're doing, but in this day and age, this ain't, we don't want no Rocky saga from Creed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we cool on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's way too many. People freak out when there's another season to certain shows that motherfuckers be like, damn, that shit ain't over with yet. That type shit. So you don't want us as the audience to, you know, kind of get burnt out on the shit. They do well by waiting years to drop the next one. But again, there's only so many times, you know, we're going to be excited for this nigga to win and he fucking loses. And people, you know, people just going to start turning a blind eye to that shit. Now, they will. I think the hoes are going because of Michael. Excuse me. Yeah, women's definitely going to go. They're going to go to show their support and, you know, see my man's workout for 2.5 hours and shit like that and get pummeled on and shit on throughout the movie. I'm kind of curious as to where they're going to pick up the story or whatever, because when people do come back to, you know, three-peat, I mean, shit, it's something there, bro. Like, it's something there. Like, it's this little, you know, just shadow over it, like a Willy Wonka moments. You know what I mean? Willy or Wonka and shit, bro. So, we are all eager. Excuse me. It's pretty early here. Yeah, we are all eager to see what's in store with that and shit. I need to ask, are you guys excited? Are you, you know what I mean? Like, are y'all over fucking Creed? Like, there's a lot of people who feel a lot of different ways. Entertainment is entertainment. And then, like I said, man, ever since, shit, fucking COVID, really. I mean, shit, like, movies been, man, they have since been trying to, in a way, keep it real if they can. But they're trying to make everything a little bit more homely now, too, and shit. So, you know, I got to watch out for that type of stuff. Because, like bros won't get no play. You know what I mean? Bros won't get any play. I'm raising kids. And certain imagery they can't see and shit. Like, it's not safe to assume that they won't try to, you know what I mean, seek personal interest in stuff. So, you know, yeah. Keep them kids as innocent as possible for as long as I can. You know what I mean? I ain't got shit to do with when they go out there and, you know, become themselves. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Gay or not, I don't, you know what I mean? I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. Straight up. But, anywho. Let's move on, bro. Matter of fact, here goes an example of a show leaving for a little while and coming right back. One of Us is Lying. Season 2 is out now. You bitches. You fucking bitches. Are you lying? Are we lying? Or is it them? It's one of them. One of them is, nigga, all of them is lying. Everybody was lying. Every fucking body was lying and shit, nigga. TJ was lying. Jake, all you niggas. Cooper, all you bitch ass niggas was lying. Addie, Vanessa, all you hoes lying, bro. Like, that shit, man. Evan, nigga, every fucking single person. Everybody. Nobody told the fucking truth. And then, man, boy, all right, so I'm like, halfway through the new season. You know what I mean? About 4 episodes in and shit. I have my suspicions. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, the show is called One of Us is Lying. You just gotta, like, read in between the lines. And you gotta call people out on their fucking bullshit, man. Like, when we watching this shit, I'll be pausing it. You know what I mean? Just to think. Because they'll reference something that has happened and shit. And let me have... My mom's dumbass had, like, left the room or something and shit. My wife, she'll keep that shit going, but I don't rewind and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll just press pause and shit. And I'll take the scene in, you know what I mean? So I got my suspicions about who it is. And I don't
I'm not even in a position to spoil and shit. So right now where we are, it's like, nigga, the next time I talk about this shit, we're spoiling that shit. Because halfway done with the season, that is quite the that's quite the progress. It's like, nigga, where you get time to watch 4 episodes of any motherfucking thing? 4? Shit. Kanye can't find nowhere to talk. Can't find... Nigga takes him days to figure out ways to get the information that he has out to the people and shit. I guess they didn't want him to buy Parler because his money was obviously no good there. I was waiting to see if Parler was going to have some balls and just come out and not try to say it's because of the same reason everybody else is motherfucking using. I thought they was going to have some balls and say, oh yeah, so-and-so just bought us out. Or we don't stand by such-and-so, so-and-so. We don't rock with what he's saying. It wasn't even like he was going to become the owner and just start blasting out fuck shit. No, that's not what was going to happen. But everybody trying to keep him off the internet and keep him silent, that is what's proving his point. Like, nigga, to make him look crazy, the Jewish media, which does exist, they should have just let go of the reins and just let him talk. They should have just let him say that shit. But because y'all motherfuckers is so sensitive and can't nobody goddamn say nothing about you bitches, since can't nobody ever say nothing about y'all asses, your flex of fucking power and shit is just proving his point. When y'all have reached, like, oh, he can't even go to unknown motherfucking YouTubers. Nigga, I seen a YouTuber with, like, maybe a few thousand subscribers. And Kanye was on there live. And that video is gone. That video gone as fuck right now. But Piers Morgan can choose to drop clips like fucking Vlad and shit. Without no censorship. Like, that shit lame as fuck. You bitches use him for views and clicks and shit. But cut him out when he can't directly address shit, bro. Like, this shit is just not cool, bro. Like, if they doing it with him, bro, like, don't think that shit won't happen to you. They are trying to Nick Cannon Viacom him. That what the fuck they trying to do, bro. They trying to make it seem like everything that he's saying ain't to be paid attention to. The George Floyd shit, that shit was wild. Okay, but there was two and a half fucking hours. No, it was 3 hours, right? That Drink Champs interview? Motherfucker, that shit was 10 minutes of it. That shit was a good 10 minutes. There are hours of gems that this man dropped, and ain't no, everybody want to harp on this one fucking thing and shit. If he was a smartass and they sued him for $250 million, he would have been like, here, my bad, here, and gave it to the family, right? But I mean, shit, that shit's not how it's gonna work, bro. That shit is just not gonna work. The nigga need to get somewhere where he is motherfucking appreciated. He need to get somewhere where there isn't any censorship. This nigga need a Patreon. This nigga need a fucking paywall. Something. Nigga, drop another MP3 player or something, man. With all your rhetoric on it and shit, and the way that you feel and shit. And like I said, bro, like, them motherfuckers, you know, trying to shut him up. Instead of trying to shut him up, they should have just let his ass talk. Let his ass dig himself a fucking hole. Because a lot of the stuff that he is saying doesn't make sense. And I'm just I'm common folk. You know what I mean? I'm just common folk. And I don't mean no GD shit. I'm just saying, I'm a regular fucking person and shit, and I can see what's going on and shit. Like, bro, they are seriously manipulating all these platforms and bending niggas' arms behind their back, making them say uncle, talking about, yeah, take that down. Fucking Diddy folded quick as shit because, yes, the live did go up, and it did award people, you know, some time to, like, download it and have it and save it before cancellation. But, man, us bending that fucking knee, the Jewish people behind the scenes who went to Diddy behind the scenes, bro, and was on some shit like, yeah, take that shit down. him actually saying, "Yes, a massa," made us look weak. Ain't nobody standing by this man, and he ain't saying nothing that's unfactual. He's not saying anything that you can't look up online yourself. This shit don't make no fucking sense. Talking about some he's Alex Jonesing himself. Alex Jones was an asshole, and he knew what the fuck he said was wrong. Like, he knew goddamn well that shit wasn't right to say, bro. He knew that shit, dog. And, you know, for anybody to act like, you know, there was some type of reason for Alex Jones's comments and shit at that time, my nigga. Shit. My nigga. Fuck no. Motherfucking fuck no, bro. It wasn't. It honestly wasn't. Honestly. Yay. I mean, shit, bro. Yeah, yeah. I just need some fucking release. He just needs some release. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of stuff that he's lost control of and shit. You know, one being his household and shit. And shit is just weird, bro. Shit is just weird, dog. Yo, we are turning him into this manic ass person because it feels like nobody's listening to him. Motherfucker, I'd be fucking frustrated with you dumbass niggas too and shit. Because it's like, how in the fuck are y'all going to ignore this, this, and this and highlight my so-and-so, such-and-such? So when he says, okay, yeah, yeah, this and that happened, you know what I mean? Okay, yeah, I apologize, whatever, whatever. Y'all motherfuckers would be like, oh, yeah, well, your tie's crooked. Motherfucker, it wasn't no pleasing you bitches from the beginning. Y'all was talking about my shoes. Now you're saying my tie isn't straight. Fuckers, man. Motherfuckers, bruh. It ain't shit, though. I had told y'all it was going to be more yay news. I had said that shit, bro. Everybody want to talk about some, oh, yeah, he's been acting crazy this past week. For months, people have been fucking with him. Nigga, this has been at least since August, my nigga. Not with this anti-Jew shit, not with that, no. With the other shit that's been going on with him, bro. The bitches he been fucking with, the bitches he been not fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, y'all asses, you honestly don't even really know what the fuck you want to be mad at him for. Because, you know, even before that t-shirt shit, y'all was always picking. You know what I'm saying? Y'all sitting there poking and prodding at the bear and shit, bro. And that shit just lame, man. Like, y'all gonna need a new enemy soon. Because, you know, what's gonna happen when he dies and it's all over. And he's not saying anything. Is there gonna be anybody else who, if you feel like it's because of his money, is it going to be anybody who's rich enough to be like, man, fuck this. This is wrong, so-and-so, such-and-such. Or are we all still going to continue to conform and just play sheep and shit? Like, are the celebrities still not going to have the balls enough to stand up to these motherfuckers? Y'all can see who's behind all of these movie production companies. Y'all can see who's behind all these motherfucking music companies, bro. DSPs and shit, bro. Fucking white people, bro. And if it just so happens that they Jewish, then they're Jewish white motherfucking people. But if it is a proven fact, why in the hell would you get upset about it? Why in the fuck would you want someone not to state the facts? What are you scared of? What is the danger in what he's fucking saying? You know what I'm saying? What in the motherfucking fuck, bro? Yeah, this shit is just weird, you know what I mean? It's just fucking weird and scary. He is exposing the power and the reach of the Jewish community, and you motherfuckers are sitting there calling it anti-Semitic. That's bullshit. That's a layup-ass argument and shit. That's a layup-ass argument. Because if he apologized for the shit and y'all act like he didn't say what he fucking said, then the problem will continue. What problem? The problem when a black motherfucking man makes so much goddamn money over other white motherfuckers, over other black people, and he says some truth. The problem comes when you niggas shut off his motherfucking, shut off his bullhorn. He tried to take it to Instagram. Instagram said nope. Tried to take it to Twitter. Twitter said nope. So, I mean, man, these are all white outlets, man. Like, shit, like, Like, honestly, drop it in music form. That's where these motherfuckers ain't fucking with you at, bro. Drop that shit in music form. Spoken fucking word, my nigga. Just talk your shit over a beat and put that shit out. You'll definitely see these motherfuckers reach by then because they ain't gonna fucking sell the song. Fucking hoes. He's already proven himself. He's already proven himself by not needing any type of outlet getting the music to fans when he dropped down to 2. I still can't find none of that shit. Still can't find none of that shit, but it does exist. You know what I'm saying? But the message was in the music and shit, bro. Like, you know, put you a little low beat on or some shit. A beat that you still fucking with, bro, nigga. And talk your shit, man. Each track, 3-4 minutes. Just talk your shit. That shit gonna end up being something. And we'll definitely buy it if you selling it. It ain't been shit the nigga put out that you ain't bought. That you just didn't feel like was ridiculous. Like toe-up ass hoodies. I'm not buying that shit. Yeezus, I bought that shit. I bought Yeezus. That shit was one of his best albums to me. And it's arguable. Whatever, though. We don't see what's up when there's another update with this shit, though, because most definitely it will be some more Ye news. You know what I mean? We can move on for now, though. I'm done. I think I was talking about, like, series and shit a little while ago, because for some reason I'm thinking of Panic. Panic is, you know, it was one of them little shows and shit that came out. It was like, a challenge or some shit like that. Some, I want to say they were high schoolers. It was a few that were selected or voted up and shit, and they're all competing for this prize money. And it's a nice little chunk of change. It is. It's a nice little chunk of change. But, yeah. I felt like there wasn't enough episodes. I felt like they could have done another season at another school with the same competition. And also, since One of Us is Lying just dropped, what the fuck is up with Panic Season 2? Like, did y'all feel like the audience wasn't there? Was the numbers fucked up? I'm never gonna let go of the fact that they just dropped fucking Society. Society was that shit, nigga. And as soon as it was getting ready to turn up, it just felt like everybody fucking disappeared. So now I gotta keep watching Season 1 all over again and shit. I hate that shit, man. That shit got on my fucking nerves. There wasn't even no apocalyptic shit. It was just like some Twilight Zone shit where all the parents were gone. And they had a fuck. They, you know what I'm saying? Like, remember when You first came out? And it took a while for it to, like really take off and shit. But once it did, that shit kept getting renewed and shit. It's kind of like that and shit. But, like, somebody, the right people have to see Society and, you know, feel like it's worth it to put the energy into it and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I already feel like, you know, bro, I feel like that shit been worth it, man. I feel like that shit has been time for it. You know? It's been motherfucking time for it, bro. And that's what I feel like. So, whoever is in charge of that shit, bro. Like, these are the times. These are the times that you could get that shit fucking going. These are the times where the audience is like, nigga, we getting ready for fucking cuddle season. Niggas getting ready for cuffing season. Niggas is really in their cribs finna be chilling, bro. You know how many motherfuckers work from home? The same amount of motherfuckers who work in the office one day out of the month. One day out of the month. And you want to know what? I'll probably be sick that goddamn day. Every month, I'll probably be sick that one fucking day. Just because you bitches tried it. Y'all tried it. Y'all said, yeah, it's fine to work from home, but yeah, can you still come in the office? Motherfucker, no. Shit, that's why I work from fucking home. Nigga, I'm sick every single month. Nigga, that day. That day that I gotta go in. Yes, nigga, fuck you. Dealing with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Not fucking dealing with that shit, dog. Fuck you think I opted out this option for? Like, nigga, nah, bro. Fuck you. Like, nigga, nah, fuck you. Anyway. Cardi B just won her fucking mixtape cover art lawsuit. I'm assuming it was, you know, it looked as if it was the work of someone else. She made money off the shit. This person, you know, obviously took her to court, but she won. She fucking won, man. And that's three so far this year. Three cases she done won this year so far, bro. She won the Tasha K shit. She just won this shit. And she just won that other fucking suit where, you know, she allegedly paid men to beat up women. She paid men to beat up women. And that's just like the gist of it and shit. I mean, of course, there is her side, the other women's side, and, you know, the God's honest truth. But yeah, but yeah, bro, that shit's fucking weird, bro. Now, not that her life is just so cushy and shit, because, you know, there was a grind to her. There was a motherfucker, you know what I mean? Like, there's a grind, you know, I gotta respect that shit. There was an on her way up type of thing and stuff, but how the structure and the path looks as if, like, she came into the game, she's winning. What is the fall gonna look like? Like, what do y'all think might take her ass just completely out? What's the Achilles heel? Is it gonna be her taking all this time off to, you know, be a mom and shit like that? You know what I mean? Enjoy her success and shit and not work as hard. Like, is it going to be food? Shit, you know, some niggas down for food. Will it be drugs? Ain't nobody gonna know. Nobody gonna fucking know. There are rumblings of her actually dropping some type of project next month. Them bitches may just be rumbles, though. Them bitches may be quiet rumbles. I kind of believe it because of, like, just the, like, look at her in the news right now. Like I said, she keeps winning and winning and winning. And it just look weird. You know what I'm saying? It just look weird. It kind of looks like, you know, maybe there should be some music behind all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, let that shit stand for something. Let it mean something. Anywho, much success to him. I wish Offset would get him some fucking proper, positive, progressive-ass news. It just seems like, you know, anytime that guy does something, it gets overshadowed by, you know, their group not really being able to patch shit up or, you know, get back out there and stuff, bro. I'm not exactly sure what happened between the Migos behind the scenes, but for as unified as they claim to have been, it sure didn't take much to break Cunicus apart. It sure didn't take you niggas that long to get mad at each other. That shit is crazy. That shit fucking crazy. I'm talking about as soon as the sweet shit happened, bam, they was all in the studio and shit. And they made Avalanche and this and that one song and shit. You know, the Culture 3 dropped. It's like, bro, y'all niggas was in sync. What happened? What the fuck happened? Offset been married for the past few years and shit. Why in the fuck would you go fuck Sweetie? That don't make no sense. It doesn't make any sense. Bro, okay. Like, look, man. If one of my brothers, one of my uncles or my nephews hit a bitch, it's just, I don't know, it's just a body germ sick thing for me, but I cannot enter inside that woman ever. Like, ever. Never, bro. Like, I can't do it. If we not running this bitch, I'm not hitting this bitch after you, bro. Like, no. And, bitch, the nerve of you to think that just because you'll let me hit, I'll hit. You fucking dummy. You fucking idiot. Fucking ruined the... Man, ruin the damn Migos. I'm going to the bathroom, man. I'm finna go to the bathroom. I'll be right back, man. We'll finish this shit out. Look, we're gonna finish this shit out. I ain't talking about that shit no more, man. Yeah, let me run down the hall, bro. I'll be right back. Don't nobody move. Won't nobody get hurt. I'll return.
Hello everyone, Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Miyagi and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me?
And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? Try it that way or something, man. If you're just tuning in, thank you. I appreciate that. Good looking out. I mean, hell, you might want to go back because you probably missed something, but other than that, you made it. You made it, baby. And now you stuck. We just going to keep today going, how we doing and shit. Smoking on this peanut butter breath and whatnot, you know what I mean? Still in this damn jam, you know what I mean? We're gonna get in here and talk about some gangster shit, man. We're gonna talk about some gangster shit, bro. What else? Look, what else? I guess to kick off this second half, I might as well inform y'all, update y'all, make y'all aware, make you notice. There is a collaborative album between 21 Savage and Drizzy Drake about to drop. I haven't heard much about this at all. Let's see if 6 days notice is enough. I don't follow these guys on social media, so, you know, I'm pretty sure there would be a bigger uproar if there was, you know, if people knew that the date was getting closer about a month ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, so there was no forewarning of this and shit. This is the first time, you know, a bunch of people are even hearing about this shit, you know what I'm saying? So, it just seems like, you know, they trying to rely on, you know, actual fanfare to carry this one and shit, bro. So, you know, we're gonna see how they do with it. Definitely gonna see how they do with this shit, bro. Not much rollout. I guess they just gonna depend on, like I said, the fans of both to, you know, actually, you know, show up and support this project and whatnot. I mean, shit, way to go for 21 Savage. Let's see if that, you know, that stimulus package still got some magic in it. You know what I'm saying? We don't know at, you know, this moment in their career who it's going to help more and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they both kind of actually need it and shit. And, you know, it will pretty much wrap up October and shit. It's called Her Loss. That shit's coming. When is The Weeknd dropping? When? It is that time, though. I mean, he may be taking some time off, but it's about that time. It's fucking fall. It's fall. He's the king of the fall. Where is he at? And not even that he needs to, because if I'm being honest, that nigga really did just drop. So, I mean, hell, he could, if he wanted to, just chill, take this fall off, you know, because, you know, that fucking Blinding Light shit, that shit, you know, that shit got him up to a Super Bowl halftime, by him fucking self after that. He did the Don FM shit. That shit was, you know, fucking lit, fucking love and shit. People was rocking with that. It's just hard to, it's hard to say what might happen. And he got time. So, like I said, this is still only October. Fall is, you know, another good, strong month and shit. So, yeah. We have music coming, ladies and germs. Fuck it, yeah, young boy did drop. I don't really follow him and shit, so I don't know what it's called. I don't know what the cover I look like, none of that little lame shit. But he sure enough did drop, though. So, I mean, it's new music out there for y'all and whatnot. Speaking of new shit, Adam Sandler, he's got this new movie getting ready to come out, and it's going to star his daughters. If you know anything about Adam Sandler, he has been keeping, he's been keeping the lights on for a bunch of different families and shit. One thing I've noticed about his movies, you know, when I was way younger, is that he continues to work with, you know, pretty much the same people. He doesn't really, you know, I mean, he knows people from like comedy and shit like that or whatever, but the earlier days of Saturday Night Live and shit, that's, you know, and also the death of Chris Farley, that kind of, in my eyes, made him, you know, it made him pull the people closer to him who he just didn't want to see either take that same route or fucking just fizzle out of fame. You know what I'm saying? He has definitely, Adam Sandler has definitely seen how entertainment has shifted over the years. He's seen how fame has become so easy to acquire over the years. I applaud him for not, you know, jumping on the, you know, the wave of the DC Young Flies and shit and just casting people because, you know, they were funny for a moment or, you know, they're funny sometimes and shit like that or whatever. You know, not to say like a Just Hilarious ain't funny and shit. It's just how these people, you know, was brought out to the world. You gotta think, TikTok ain't shit but Vine. It's just Vine was, you know, Vine was then, and TikTok is now and shit. So, you know, the people who did get springboarded to the forefront, the Fredos and, you know what I mean? You know, Pretty Boy Fredos and shit like that or whatever. The Why You Always Lying Dude, his lame ass. DC Young Fly and shit. You know, just those types of, that category of comedy. I applaud Adam Sandler for, you know, pretty much keeping that veil up. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, okay, you famous over there. You famous like this. We famous like this. You know what I'm saying? When I first heard of the Netflix deal with Adam Sandler and, you know, just him being able to provide content and shit, bro, he, like, kind of took the power away from the theaters and shit like that with that type of move. You know what I'm saying? You know, that Uncut Gem shit, that shit was raw as fuck, man. and there were some huge names in it, too. You know what I mean? Like, that ended up being something decent and shit. That murder mystery shit, that was fine. Sandy Wexler, even that shit was decent, bro. Like, he's been coming up with some things and shit, man, and been putting some huge names in some of these things, bro, and, you know, a lot of that shit gets skipped over and shit, you know what I'm saying, because it's in our community categorized as white people comedy or some, you know, white people films and shit, but, nigga, I'm entertained where entertainment is, you know what I'm saying, I don't be caring about who's in it or whatever and shit. Like, if the movie's good and I agree with the plot, I'll fuck with it. I'll fuck with it. But I mean, shit, boy. It's only because it was him. Like, this is the dude who brought us Eight Crazy Nights, man. Eight Crazy Nights. If you've ever seen that shit, I don't advise you watch it more than once because it is pretty gross. But I mean, you know, the storyline of it, and it's animated. It's like, my nigga, like, he's been putting out content that's, you know, top tier and shit, bro, so I'm waiting on this. I want to see how those young ladies do. I want to see if, you know, funny runs in the family. I want to see if, you know, they can hold it together on camera and shit like that or whatever. Bloopers used to be my fucking thing on DVDs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the extra features and shit. You can get to see how they were on set or whatever and shit. And the little inside jokes and whatnot. But, boy, it's called You're So Not Coming to My Bat Mitzvah. You're So Not Coming to My Bat Mitzvah. That's what it's called. Never mind the title and shit. Like, it's an Adam Sandler film. It's going to have his kids in it and shit. We're going to see what's up. Definitely going to see what the fuck is up, man. College Hill. Excuse me. College Hill is coming back again. And we'll see if people can last longer than last time and shit. And we're going to see, you know, how long certain people last. Ray J. Fucking Ray J. But as far as everybody else, you know what I mean? It seems as if it might be some quality content. I mean, you know, in today's categories and shit, by today's standards or whatever, I mean, it does have New York and motherfucking, what's that girl's name from Love and Hip Hop? Jocelyn Hernandez and shit, the cabaret girl and shit. She, to me, doesn't really need to participate in, you know, stuff like this or whatever. It does kind of feel like she's just, you know, I don't know, she's just running up checks at this point and shit, because she can go do whatever the fuck she want to do. She runs her own shit or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with it, but, you know, by today's standards. Nigga, by today's standards, we just gonna have to motherfucking see. Just gonna have to see, bro. What else? What the fuck else, man? Because it's other stuff. There are other things, man. Y'all know doggone well we be getting two shit, bro. Definitely be getting two shit. My damn kids are still, I guess they've found a easier way to make their currency in that Dreamlight Valley game and shit. So, anytime I walk in the room and shit, they're like farming and shit and like talking to people and stuff like that, and you know, being just pretty much running it up. Like it's they have a smoother schedule now for, you know, all of their little, what is it, like challenges and stuff like that or whatever. Cause it kind of feels like Animal Crossing and shit, where all the characters are just doing them, and you know what I mean, like they still move when you turn a game off and shit like that. Like I just like how it's kind of fine-tuned to Disney and shit, you know what I'm saying? If given the chance, I mean, they can, you know, pretty much add in whoever they want at whatever point and shit. Like, this game could go on for a while and shit if somebody in the office don't holler out that bullshit like, oh, we could do this better. And fucking, you know, they'll come up with another Grand Theft Auto or some little lame shit, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be something that's not Dream Valley and shit. They'll fuck around and, you know, try to make it like The Sims and shit. You know what I mean? I don't like that. I don't like that shit. Just stay focused and shit. Kind of dig your heels into it how GTA 5 was. Like, that shit was damn near 10 years old and they just kept adding shit to it, making it more, you know, making it more enjoyable. But, like I said, as soon as I bought it, it took me about 2 weeks to beat the shit, and there really wasn't no online shit like that to do or anything and shit like that. Not like casino and all of that shit, bro, and heist and all that shit. It wasn't none of that, right? I got bored with the shit. Traded that shit for something the fuck else. Straight up, traded that shit for something else. Waited on the Red Dead to come out, and, you know, these are the same people who fucking coddled Grand Theft Auto for years and shit, and, you know, they completely dropped the ball, regardless of however many motherfuckers got the Ultimate Edition and shit, no matter how many people rebought the shit when the newer Xbox came out, and they had to get it digitally because the shit doesn't take any fucking games in it at all and shit like that. Bro, boy. Rockstar, you know, their arrogance, man, and ignorance is, you know, that shit's gonna hurt them down the line because if anything a business has to rely on, bro, it's, you know, the customer currency. The customer's currency, bro. Like, y'all niggas gotta at least pay motherfuckers some type of attention. The amount of money and time that be put into some of these things, bro, like, y'all asses could, you know, show some type of appreciation. Y'all could show some type of, you know, listening skills when, you know, thousands of people tell you what one thing is wrong and shit, and y'all don't address it for months on end and shit, like y'all did us a favor or something, bro. Like, no, man, like, here it is. Y'all saw how well Red Dead Redemption 2 did, and instead of, you know, adding content, making that shit more enjoyable, somebody in that office probably hollered out, oh, hey, we might as well do part 3, bro, and let's do it like this. Nah, man, like, and remaster Bully. Re-fucking master Bully. Put that shit out in fucking 4K and shit, bro. Thank you for, what was it, Vice City, San Andreas, and fucking, what, Part 3? Grand Theft Auto 3? Thank you for those, but, dude, what the motherfuck? What do we have to do to... Like, it was a whole hashtag and shit, man, and it went on for weeks and shit, and, you know, Rockstar just felt like, oh, well, if we ignore it, it'll go away, and that it fucking did. That it fucking did, and as soon as it went away, that's when they chose to address the shit, just to make it look like, oh, well, we ain't talking about what they talking about. Man, the fuck out of here, yo. That shit hurt, nigga, because, nigga, you can get the money back. You get money back. You can go make money. You can't go make time for shit. You sit there, nigga, I'm sitting here giving this shit away to y'all and shit. I'll give them an hour or 2 days and shit like that, but, you know, and I don't really complain about the shit, you know what I'm saying? I like that, because I always got to come in here and, you know, just give up the topics that I remember or some shit, talk about some shit that y'all know about or whatever. And, you know, I've made that bed. But they're fucking blatant. They're fucking blatant disregard for, you know, customer satisfactory as far as the Red Dead audience goes. Yeah, they jagged that shit. They most definitely jagged. They dropped the fucking ball with that shit. It was so much shit that they had the opportunity to do and ain't fucking do it. They just... This shit gave all the attention to Grand Theft Auto until that motherfucker's wheels fell off. And then what they do? Hurry up and announce the next one. Fuck out of here. Best thing to happen to Rockstar was that leak. Because it made you bitches respond in real time. That at least showed us, y'all dumbasses, in some capacity, is paying attention. Anywho. Any fucking who. Whatever. fuck else, man. What else? Did we talk about Pharrell? And his BBC ice cream Miami store. It's like some high-end shit. And, nah, see, I can't say that shit. I can't say that. I was getting ready to say something. But what I will say is that I like how artists like Pharrell and Tyler, the Creator, are, you know, pretty much bringing their visions to life and shit. You know what I'm saying? I will get to that fucking store, that motherfucking LaFleur. I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna actually purchase something too. I ain't going to window fucking shop. I'm going to pick something to fuck up. That's the fuck I'm doing. And y'all gonna be the first ones to know, because I'm sure we'll probably make a cover out that shit. Providing it's not in a holiday month or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to send these prayers that I have to the family, that well, the rest of the family of those two nameless fucking teens who escaped being held captive in a fucking terrible living situation and all these other heinous conditions at the hands of their mom. They fucking mom did this shit to them, man. Had them boys all fucked up for years and shit. Made them niggas take baths with mop water and all of this other extra shit. Had them all malnourished and beating on them and shit, man. And just a bunch of... Nah, man. Just a bunch of nah, man. Like, I don't, Bro, I barely yell at my motherfucking kids. You know what I'm saying? Just because I don't want them to feel like, you know, I have to approach them with attitude and shit. No, nigga, I can talk to you as calm and plain this fucking day, and I'm gonna still get my point across. You know what I'm saying? You right now can ask any one of them, because there's a lot, when was the last time dad such and such? You know what I'm saying? When was the last time dad got mad? When was the last time dad hit so-and-so? When was the last time mom and dad yelled at each other? Shit doesn't go on, man. That shit don't go on. I think that's probably why I still have my hairline. Like, bro, I'm sorry. I still got my motherfucking hairline. I'm very, very proud of that shit, bro. Because niggas my age be... Niggas was younger than me. Losing fucking hair. Fucking stressing out all over these bitches and shit, bro. And that shit just was detrimental, man. It was detrimental to their health. It was detrimental to, you know, their kids that was, you know, depending on them and shit, man. Like, it was just... It was just a bunch of fuck shit, bro. Lame ass shit, man, to be dealing with. Lame ass shit to concern yourself with. You know what I mean? So, fuck it. So, mother, fuck it, man. Anywho. I do want to say, though, ladies. Shit and gentlemen. You know what I mean? Because, let me be honest about the shit. If y'all don't want these kids, dude, sign your fucking rights over and let them live with somebody who fucking wants them. Now, with the want, it's there are anomalies. Yeah, I said that right. There are anomalies mixed in within that want. Yes, I want to take my kids to school and shit. Do I want to wake up that early to fucking do it and make sure that everybody else gets up to do it too? No, you don't want to do that shit. You wish it was automated, but it comes with the making sure that they're getting their education. There's a lot of shit that's mixed into that. You know what I'm saying? When it's winter, there's got to be gas in the car so you can run the heat. Depending on how far the school is from your house, nigga, like shit, you got to make sure you leave in time enough to get there and shit. And that's all year round, you know, it's all during the school year, you know what I mean? Whether you, like I said, are in a different part of the country where, you know, you get mostly snow out of the year, so y'all just cold, or you in good weather all year, so, you know, now you got to make sure your kids are appropriately dressed and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are anomalies mixed in with the want. I don't live in California, I don't live in Florida, and I thank God I fucking don't, because I'm not raising any sexual deviance and shit. The deviancy comes into play when the shit is put in front of them. So because this bitch chooses to wear basically nothing every day because the weather's nice in front of my motherfucking kids, like I said, they gonna go and be where the fuck they're gonna be. But whilst I'm raising them and shit, they're going to be some respectable young gentlemen. And my daughters will carry themselves as young fucking respectable ladies. Y'all can holler all that king and queen shit out. Okay, yeah, there's a royalty within it. Because if you see me and see mine, you'd think that there's some dynasty shit going on. Like fucking legacy. You understand what I'm saying? Boy, keep me in mind. Boy, keep me in mind. Next time you... watching one of them phony ass YouTube families and shit like that, and y'all giving them niggas all them fucking good ass analytics and shit, boy. Like, nigga, you catch me exploiting my motherfucking family online, and then, you know, we'll have a different conversation. Because for as many times as I felt like, you know, we'd get in that shit and we'd kill that shit. We'd take over that shit. You know, the bug just hasn't bit me to be like, you know, okay, go do it. You know what I mean? I've kept some type of distance in between y'all and mine. I mean, hell, like I said, it ain't like we making super good money and shit and everybody's in private school. Fuck no. They all not in private school and shit. They everybody goes to public school. They have friends and shit like that. And, you know, I want them to, you know, like, I want to see them do great and shit, bro. Like, I don't get when a parent, starts to feel nothing to a point where it's like, oh, well, I can just walk away from all of this. Or starts to feel nothing like, ah, oh, nah, I'm gonna just beat you. These motherfucking boys was, like, held captive and shit, man. Like, and I'm not laughing. I'm just saying, like, I'm chuckling because it's like, how fucking dare you? These are your fucking kids. How dare you do this to them? This shit is crazy, man. If y'all don't fucking want them, give them away. Give them the fuck away, man. Them motherfuckers was, they said they was looking like death. They got out of wherever house they were, however they were captive and shit. They made it out, went to a neighbor's house. The neighbor thought they was on some bullshit, so they didn't let them in, so they ran to another crib. And, man, boy, like, they almost didn't get no help. They almost didn't even get no help because of how the youth is out here. Like, look at, like, nigga, the youth, yeah. It could be a young lady look like she needs some help and shit. You open that door and four niggas running your fucking crib. Fuck out of here, man. Like, that shit is crazy. That shit crazy. The neighbors didn't want to help because they was fucking scared. Traumatized and shit. Hearing all these stories about, you know, youngsters coming up with ways to get inside people's houses and shit, bro. Like, that shit that happened with Bun B a while ago and shit, where a nigga, like, had they when they had a whole shootout in the crib and shit, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. Nah, bro. Man, I ain't got no time for that shit. And I understand their hesitancy, but I'm pretty sure they're very, very, you know, sorry about that now and shit. You know what I'm saying? They're probably very, very sorry. Like, motherfucker, I mean, it ain't you, it's the youth around y'all. Like, y'all was in there getting held captive and shit. These motherfuckers out here going crazy and shit. And they about your age. Y'all niggas looked the part of trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it looked like y'all was, you know, having an act or some shit. I'm glad those boys got up out of that shit, though. Like, straight up, that shit is foul. I don't know why a mother would. No, no. I grew up around dogs, so, you know. When dogs have a baby and it dies or whatever the fuck they don't like about the shit, they fucking, you know, they do away with it. So, I've definitely seen some mothers turn on motherfuckers and shit, but it's like, that shit weird to me. That shit's weird to me, man. I'm gonna move on just a little bit. Spinner Benz, he just avoided a 30-year prison stay, man. By being acquitted in his gun case. Y'all know that nigga, Jacksonville guy and shit, you know what I mean? He was on that Who I Smoke song and shit. He was also in the news months ago and shit, too, because they said they was, you know, that he wasn't enjoying his stay. But he apparently, you know, had enough fucking juice to get him a good lawyer and clear his motherfucking name, so congrats to him for that. I mean, it could have been worse. They could have been like, all right, okay, yeah, but, you know what I'm saying? Just because the whole situation went on, we're going to put you on papers and all this other lame shit. So, yeah. I don't know how, or I'm moving on. I don't know how or why this was going on, but Tasha K was on live with Nicki Minaj. Through the comments that I was reading, it just kind of seemed like they were shading Meg a little bit or whatever, so I'm going to have to actually go back and, you know, probably learn it on my own or some shit. But I'm telling you, if I don't learn anything, I'm just going to summarize that Nicki would only entertain it because it's Tasha K. Tasha K owes Cardi B all that money and shit. Cardi B, Nicki, they don't really get along. it was safer to be on live talking about Meg or talking around Meg than to be on live with Nicki talking about or around Cardi. I'm going to just go with that shit. But that shit crazy as hell, though, just to see them two on the screen together. That shit is just so weird. Fucking weird. Like Drewski and Kodak and shit. Or Drewski and Youngboy. Oh, shit. Yak better. Oh, man. I think I told y'all about this show, The Mole, on Netflix and shit. That shit, like, it's kind of like Snake in the Grass and Among Us and shit. Pretty good show. Look, pretty good show. Did anybody hear Akon, when he was on Big Boy's radio show, pronounce his whole name? That's some damn name. It is. This nigga has Lululu in his name, smoother than a motherfucker. Like, it's, boy, when Big Boy said break it down, I was like, dog, yeah, because it sounds like a bar. Like, his full name sounds like a bar. This guy has, like, seven names, you know. And, you know, in America, it's first name, middle name, last name. This nigga's whole name is, you know, the beginning of a fucking... It's the beginning of a song or some shit, bro. It sounds pretty good, though. You know what I mean? Like, I fuck with Akon, you know. He's saying that his Akon City's almost done, too. So, you know, we're going to definitely report on that shit, man. Definitely is, bro. I think before I leave, I want to mention this whole Sophie Stewart thing. Because it's been going on for years now. And she's a black woman. And there's now more proof of her as to being the original creator for movies like The Matrix and The Terminator. Now, how y'all feel about that shit? A black woman in the 80s coming up with this otherly universe type of concept shit. Like, I think she had to be high than a motherfucker. She had to be high as fuck, bro. What the fuck was she tweaking off of, bro, to be thinking of time travels and fucking oracles and all this other shit, bro? Like, what fucking dope was that? Like, that nigga, that is so fucking crazy. It's just weird, bro. It's just weird. And I ain't saying that she wasn't capable of it, because obviously she was. Nigga, the shit's, you know, shit's right there in the history, right? She's done it. The shit's dead, right? So, man, bro. You know, why would it take so long for her to get her credit? I don't know. But y'all know how they fucking is with us and credit. So, you know, we gotta definitely watch ourselves and shit. Because, you know, yeah, anywho. I'm gonna get up out of here because, I mean, shit, today was actually all right, man. It was okay. I do feel like I can come back in the next couple of them and do it for you again, maybe. So, yeah. If you're new, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit. Good looking out. I will be back in the next couple of them. Just make sure you come back as well. Day ones. Today's done. It's over with. Make sure you dap the door, man. Tip the waitress. Wipe your feet before you go in the crib. All that good stuff. And I'll join you here in the next few days, man. Y'all ain't even gonna miss me. I'll be back. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Boy, hell no. Ain't nobody listening to you. If you don't go on some damn where, boy, get the fuck out of here. Find you something to do, nigga. Nobody listening to you. All right, y'all. Yep.